Unit 4. 2.2. Reading the passage. He survived his own funeral. This selection is from the book Animal Miracles, a series of true stories in which an animal always provides the miracle. The stories are not told by professional writers, but the very people who lived through the experience. Miracles are unbelievable. If they weren't, they wouldn't be miracles. On January 15, 1990, 18-year-old Lottie Stevens and a friend embarked on a fishing trip from Port Vila, Vanuatu, an island in the South Pacific. Although both young men were experienced fishermen, they were caught off guard by a sudden storm that capsized their boat. Helplessly, Lottie and his friend were tossed about by waves as they desperately sought to stay above the water. Fortunately for Lottie, it was his habit always to slip on a life jacket when fishing in the ocean. Later, when the sea was calmer and the waves had subsided, he looked around the wreckage of their boat for his friend. After calling his name for several minutes, Lottie was forced to conclude that his companion had drowned during the storm. For 3 days, Lottie clung to the overturned boat, bobbing lazily up and down as the wreckage drifted endlessly. Then, with only his life jacket for support, he decided to swim in the direction in which he felt Port Vila lay. For 2 days, the teenager alternated swimming as hard as he could, then floating and resting, praying all the while for a miracle. If only some fishing boats would come upon him and rescue him. He tried hard to fight against despair. He knew that even a large ship could pass relatively close by and not be able to see his head bobbing in the vast ocean. Toward the end of the fifth day, after the raging storm had sent him into the sea, Lottie Stevens got his miracle. He had been floating with his eyes closed when he felt something big lift him from the water. There beneath him was a giant stingray, at least 11 feet long, including its 6-foot poisonous tail. And the massive sea beast was taking him for a ride. At first, Lottie was frightened. Stingrays were not known for performing benevolent acts. But soon, he later told journalists, he began to think of the giant sea creature as his friend. He would pat it as if it were a dog, a big, slimy dog with a hard and strong body. One afternoon, after several days as a grateful hitchhiker, Lottie suddenly found himself dumped in the water as the stingray dove and disappeared. Lottie shook his head to clear the sea from his eyes, then wished that he hadn't. An enormous shark was heading straight for him. "Dear Lord," he silently screamed, "why had his friend left him now? Was the stingray afraid of the killer beast coming toward him?" Then the teenager saw a second shark and a third. Suddenly, Lottie's angel of the sea reappeared, swimming in a fast circle around him. Amazingly, the three sharks turned fin and swam away. Apparently, they feared the stingray's long, poisonous tail more than they felt the desire to feed on a human. Lottie gave his thanks to God and the stingray that had once again saved his life. The great sea creature came alongside Lottie and nudged him, so he climbed back on board its strong back. Until the joyous morning when he at last sighted land, the teenager survived for 8 more days by catching fish from atop his seaborne savior. The stingray also spotted the beach, for it headed for the shallow water and slid Lottie off near the shoreline. Lottie remembered staggering like a drunken man, then collapsing on the sandy beach. The next morning, he was awakened by a fisherman. It took the teenager several moments to realize that he was not dreaming and that he was actually once again on solid land. As he slowly came to appreciate the fact that he was no longer in danger of drowning or of being eaten by sharks, he also realized with a sudden pang of regret that he hadn't had a chance to thank his remarkable friend from the ocean for saving his life. The fisherman helped Lottie to a doctor, and later a hospital on the main island pronounced the teenager in good shape, except for some dehydration and a few sores from salt water and chafing against his life jacket. When he telephoned his family, their grief turned to joy beyond understanding, for they had already held a funeral service for him. It had been 21 days since Lottie and his friend had disappeared in the ocean storm. Lottie does not argue with those who would seek to disbelieve the facts of his remarkable rescue. He is living proof that somehow he survived 21 boatless days adrift in the ocean. In the opinion of Lottie Stevens and his family, that most certainly qualifies as a miracle.